Join Verso on Felixstowe Radio for the Country Hour, an hour of country sounds through the decades.
Welcome to the Country Hour on Felixstowe Radio with me, Verso, and today's show is all about Brown Horse and Paul Gilley. And you're sitting there thinking, what? Who? Right, Brown Horse are a Norwich-based country rock band who are a six-piece that mix guitar-driven 90s alternative rock with the folk and country sounds of the 70s. And they've just released their debut album, Reservoir. Now, where are we now? We're end of April, so beginning of April. Myself, Coxie, his mate Hixie, and my mate Hammy, we all went to a smokehouse in Ipswich. Small little 80-person venue, and watched them live, and they were superb. Now, they played a song on their album called Paul Gilley. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play you a Brown Horse song, then I'll come back after that and I'll tell you who Paul Gilley is and the music we're going to be playing today. So to start with, as I said, from their debut album, Reservoir, this is Brown Horse with Stealing Horses.
Indeed.
That was Brown Horse with Stealing Horses. Now, as I said, I'm sharing this hour with Brown Horse and Paul Gilley. Now, a bit later, to close the show, I'll be playing Brown Horse's song called Paul Gilley. And that's what got me thinking. I heard that at the Smokehouse and thought, I'll do some investigating. Now, Herbert Paul Gilley was born on October the 1st, 1929. He was an American country music lyricist and promoter hailing from Kentucky. During his lifetime, he was not widely recognised as a songwriter. However, after his untimely death at the age of 27, so one of the first members of that old 27 Club, in a drowning accident, it became apparent that he may have penned the lyrics to several well-known songs, including hits like Cold Cold Heart and I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry by Hank Williams. Some also speculate that he wrote I Overlooked an Orchid, which became a number one country hit for Mike Gilley, no relation. Other songs attributed to Gilley include If Teardrops Were Pennies, Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes, and Crazy Arms. Despite his contributions to country music songwriting, Gilley remains a relative unknown in the industry and is not mentioned in any music encyclopedias. Nonetheless, his hometown honoured him with a Paul Gilley Day back in 2012, and a local historian published a biography titled Paul Gilley, the Ghostwriter in the Sky, and I'm trying to find that to have a read. Now what I'll do is I'll play you three songs that were attributed to Gilley, and they are I Overlooked an Orchid by Mickey Gilley, Just When I Needed You by Skeeter Davis, and Me and Fred and Joe and Bill by Billy Jack Hale.
The orchid is a flower that blooms so tenderly to thrill the fairest lady of the land. It placed beside a blushing rose, the rose could not compare. A power such as I to understand. I overlooked an orchid while searching for a rose. The orchid that I overlooked was you. The rose that I was searching for has proved to be untrue. The orchid that I find, my dear, was you. The rose has lost its color, but the orchid stays the same. And I'm alone to face these lonely years. I didn't see the orchid, I was looking for a rose. And now I pay the price with bitter tears. I while searching for a rose, the orchid that I overlooked was you. The rose that I was searching for has proved to be untrue. The orchid that I found, my dear, was you.
Fred. Hi, Joe. Hi, Bill.
Some friends and I were sitting in a dim cafe last night when a couple came around that we recognized on sight. And when we got to talking while the waiter brought the bill, we found she'd been in love with me and Fred and Joe and Bill. I told him that 3 months ago she promised me her heart. Bill said he knew she loved him too, she really played him smart. Joe thought he had the inside track, Fred guessed he loved her still. But someone took the place of me and Fred and Joe and Bill. She was dating was another friend of ours. We wondered just how much it spent on candy cake and flowers. But we knew we couldn't warn him that she had him for a kill, and soon he'd be along with me and Fred and Joe and Bill. She must have had a lot of fun there in that dim cafe, for she played up to each of us, and now she had old Ray. And it was plain which way he'd go when she had had her fill. Oh, Ray would be right here with me and Fred and Joe and Bill.
During high school, Gilly penned song lyrics and continued his passion in college by writing an essay called Getting a Song Published to warn against fraudulent song sharks. He was later credited in the Moorhead Inkpot for the song Cold Cold Heart, humorously claiming it was inspired by a basketball referee. Years later, music journalist Chet Flippo revealed that Gilly had sold the songs Cold Cold Heart and I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry to Hank Williams at Nashville bus station. Gilly opted for a one-time payment, as at the time it was more lucrative, even if he didn't receive credit. Despite not being acknowledged, Gilly found solace in being compensated well for his work, receiving anywhere from $50 to $400 per song. Adjusted for inflation, this would be equivalent to $630 to $5,070 in today's currency. Yep. Right, let's have a little look at the songs I'm playing you next. We've got Satan Can't Hold Me by Jim Reeves, They'll Never Take Her Love From Me by Glen Campbell, and another one from the fabulous Reservoir album by Brown Horse, Everlasting.
When the trumpet has sounded and at judgment we stand, and the Lord up in heaven takes you by the hand, if for things I've done wrong I am sent down below, Satan can't hold me, this much I know. Satan can't hold me, nobody can. Angel or devil, spirit or man, through the valleys of darkness I'll come to your side. Your love my beacon, my love my guide. I'll swim every river that keeps me from you, till that wonderful day we're together again. Satan can't hold me, true love must win. Satan can't hold me, nobody can. Valleys days of darkness, I'll come to your side. Your love, my beacon, my love, my guide.
If today the sun should set, one whose smiling face the gods would see, 'cause she'll walk along beside me up the golden stair. No, they'll never ever take her love from me. Trust she gave, and to see her love turn into sympathy. It's the one regret I'll carry with me to my grave. Oh, they'll never ever take her love. Stepped aside, but I knew her love would never set me free. Even on the day that she becomes another's bride,
thank you.
to the Country Hour on Felixstowe Radio with me, Verzo, and today it's Brown Horse and Paul Gilley. If you're only just tuning in, why Brown Horse and Paul Gilley? Well, Brown Horse are a localish country band from Norwich, and I went to see them a couple of weeks ago and loved them. Bought an LP, and one of the songs on that LP is called Paul Gilley, and research tells me he's a country songwriter who doesn't get the credit he absolutely deserves because he sold the songs to other artists and they claim them as their own. I think nowadays Beyonce does that, but we won't talk about that. Anyway, one of these songs, I've mentioned it a couple of times so far, Cold Cold Heart by Hank Williams. Then we've got Dwight Yoakam with Teardrops with Diamonds, and then a little bit of K.D. Lang, Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes.
I try so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said that make the teardrops start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? You'll never know how much it hurts to see you sit and cry. You know you need and want my love, yet you're afraid to try. Why do you run and hide from life? To try it just ain't smart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? There was a time when I believed that you belonged to me. But now I know your heart is shackled to a memory. The more I learn to care for you, the more we drift apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
If teardrops were diamonds and only mine were you, they could pave every highway coast to coast and not be close to through. Teardrops were diamonds, cold blue.
And if heartaches were rubies stacked up just like stones, there'd be a mountain 10 miles high built by mine alone. You might begin to understand the price love has to pay for being wrong. But
songs I've had today could turn the whole world green.
Sad thoughts were emeralds and the world turned green.
You might just get the message that
there's more to loneliness than can be seen.
Stars get in your eyes, oh, keep your heart from me. But someday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Too many nights, too many stars, too many moons could change your mind. If I'm gone too long, don't forget where you belong. When the stars come out, remember you are mine. Break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. So let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return, and you see you're the only one I'll ever love. Someday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love.
Three more for you now, and the first two again written by Paul Gilley, or allegedly written by Paul Gilley. And say it's very tenuous to actually ascertain did he or didn't he, because there was actually no songwriting credits. So Crazy Arms, Willie Nelson. When It's Springtime in Alaska, It's 40 Below by Johnny Horton. And then we're going to pop into Brown Horses Reservoir LP again, and the song I'll be playing for you from that album is Called Away.
That's why I'm lonely all the time. items. Setting up MiniPicks is a breeze requiring just four simple steps. First, download the app. Then scan the QR code with your cell phone to establish a connection to your Wi-Fi. MiniPicks comes with a magnetized base that sticks to any surface, making it easy to hide. Stick it to walls, fridges, garages, or even carry it with you on the go. No cables or batteries required, and you're all set. In less than a minute, you can monitor your surroundings from your cell phone or computer. Best of all, it saves you hundreds of pounds yearly compared to traditional security systems. MiniPicks has already shipped over 1 million units since its release, but major doorbell camera companies are still trying to resist the change. They have already restricted its availability in retail stores, forcing to sell it exclusively online. Now they're trying to take that away too, and it looks like they could succeed. The good news is Evan's company is extending a massive sale on MiniPicks before it establishes itself as the new standard in home security. But this has sent demand through the roof, so this amazing offer won't last long. Click the link below to buy MiniPicks from the official website. The founders are so confident in their product that they are offering a 30-day money-back guarantee with no questions asked. With the need for better home security,
I reached for the gal who was singing the tune. We did the Eskimo hop all around the saloon. With a caribou crawl and a grizzly bear hug, we did our dance on a Kodiak rug. The song she kept singing made a man's blood run cold. When it's springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below. I was as innocent as I could be. I didn't know Lil was Big Ed's wife to be. He took out his knife and he gave it a throw. When it's springtime in Alaska, I'll be 6 feet below.
When it's springtime in Alaska, you'll be 6 feet
Calmly wait.
primarily wrote lyrics and often worked with composers like Carter Gibbs and Frank Kratz to turn them into songs. Unfortunately, Gilly tragically drowned while swimming in a neighbour's pond on June the 16th, 1957, at the young age of 27. His devastated mother, unable to cope with the loss, decided to burn his papers, which contained much of his work as a songwriter, effectively erasing evidence of his musical career. So, three more for you. We're going to play another Billy Jack Hale with Your Eyes. Jim Reeves makes another appearance with A Falling Star, and we've got Don Gibson with Ashes of Love.
Your eyes are like the sunshine in the morning's bright dawn, like the flame of the flowers on a beautiful lawn, like the pool in the meadow, so deep and so bright, like diamonds in velvet, like the stars in the night. Your eyes are the promise of love deep and true, as wide as the world and as wonderful too, where my heart never yearns, never knows any fear. Your eyes keep on saying you will always be here. The feeling in the twilight when the day has been long, the treasure of the dreamer in search of a goal. Your eyes are the lighting of love in your soul. Your eyes are the singing of rhythm that rolls, clear as a message of the bells as they toll, like the birds when they're singing in the middle of the day. Your eyes are the guiding of my heart on its way. Your eyes are the promise of love deep and true, as wide as the world and as wonderful too, where my heart never yearns, never knows any fear. Your eyes keep on saying you will always be here.
So,
more security features than traditional doorbell systems without ever having to pay for expensive installation or monthly fees, making typical doorbell cameras totally outdated. It's called MiniPix and was created by former employees of a doorbell company based in London, United Kingdom. Their innovation completely revolutionized the home security industry, already providing huge savings to delighted homeowners, totaling thousands of pounds. So, major doorbell camera companies are doing their best to resist the change. After years of working as technicians for a doorbell camera company in London, Evan and Justin learned that homeowners needed an advanced yet affordable subscription-free surveillance solution. They realized that traditional doorbell cameras were outdated and too expensive. That's when Evan and Justin decided to take action. Blessed with years of technical experience and an honest desire to give back to the community, they developed a unique plug-and-play mini Wi-Fi camera that provides superior security and convenience. When their former company offered £2.7 million for the production rights, Evan and Justin declined the offer. It was then that they realized the impact his invention could have. A group of investors joined them in his mission to provide affordable home security. They perfected the device and readied it for mass production. It's the most cost-effective way to upgrade your home security system. Unlike traditional doorbell cameras that are fixed and limited in their range, MiniPix offers incredible security benefits. Higher resolutions and boasts features such as enhanced LED night vision, wide 150-degree viewing angle, remote live feed, two-way audio communication, full
HD live video, and more. Best of all, you have complete control over these features right from your smartphone or computer. Whether you're a qualified electrician or a housewife with no prior knowledge of electrical...
Ashes of love, they're cold as ice. You make the bed, I pay the price. Our love is gone, there is no doubt. Ashes of love, the flame burned out. Well, the love that gleamed in your eyes has gone out to my surprise. Said goodbye, and my heart bled. I can't revive, your love is dead. Ashes of love, cold as ice. You made the bed, I pay the price. And our love is gone, there's no doubt. Ashes of love, the flames burned out.
You, our love would stand. Your every wish was my command. My heart tells me I must forget. I loved you then and still love you yet. Ashes of love, cold as ice. You made the bed, I'll pay the price. Gone, there's no doubt. Ashes of love, the flames burn down.
Well, we're coming to an end, and I hope you've liked the show, because I've enjoyed putting it together, because it makes your old brain tick over, doesn't it? And I had to do a lot of research into this. Now we're going to finish with two. Obviously going to finish with Paul Gilley, the song by Brown Horse that was the inspiration behind this. Now in that song he sings, he wrote, Paul Gilley wrote the words to the song, the saddest song that Elvis has ever heard. So that song is I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. So I better play it by Elvis, hadn't I? So that's what I'm going to do. Elvis Presley, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, written by Paul Gilley, credited to Hank Williams, and then Brown Horse with Paul Gilley. Thanks for listening. See you all again soon.
I'd like to sing a song that's probably the saddest song I've ever heard.
Hear that lonesome whisper. He sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is whining low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. Did you ever see a robin weep when leaves began to die? That means he's lost the will to live. I'm so lonesome I could cry. The silence of a falling star lights up a purple sky. And as I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome I
so much.
I've known men, and I've known women, neither of the two do I know now. I've known birds song long before. Something
song that Elvis ever heard. I stand by some water somewhere thinking about his love. If Bob Gilly wrote the words to the saddest song that Elvis ever heard, he did. If Bob Gilly wrote the words to the saddest song that Elvis ever heard, how come no one knows this is the loneliness in the singing of the birds?